Yeah, we were not expecting you to show up. Well, hello there,
man. I wasn't expecting either. I was like, haven't heard nothing from her, from Bags. So I guess she's just not showing up. But here you are.
No, I've been rearranging and renovating my house.
Oh my God.
And then I have someone's moving into my house. So I'm trying to like get my studio all cleared up for a third bedroom.
Okay.
All I'm hearing is I'm making more money, so I don't have time for a podcast.
That's what I'm hearing. No, but I finished my. I do have my final project due today, but I'll do that later.
I gotta do is just send a text saying I got a project is up. I mean, last week was the flight, so I was like, all right, got it. Before
yeah,
that,
yeah, my uncle passed, so I was all the way in Connecticut. Yeah.
No worries. No, I mean, sorry, my condolences.
Yeah, you know, my condolences.
Yeah, it's all good. But that's why I was like, yeah, it's gonna be a while.
Well, it's good that you're here today because the topic is, well, I don't know if you weren't aware.
I haven't looked at anything, so I'm not gonna lie to you guys.
No, this is gonna be a good one because this is about Black History Month. I mean,
oh, lovely.
You know, it's just, you know, we're going to talk about Black history. We're going to talk about, you know, just, you know, what you look forward to and stuff. But you know what? You know what? Usually I will save this for the last. But first of all, welcome to Two Hat Podcast. I'm the director, No More Keith. With me is Blurdock.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And finally, Bex is back.
Hi!
So,
well, director now, huh?
Yes. Yes. It's, everything changed. Everything is due. New year. New me, new year.
Wow. What a trend. What a trend.
Now, usually is me and Blurda will talk about something, but you know, since you've been gone for a while, Bex, get us all caught up with Bex. What's been going on? You know, your adventure. Like, didn't you go to Vegas?
I did go to Vegas. I went to Connecticut. Nice. What else? So I finally met my Jamaican auntie and my Jamaican cousins. So it was the Jamaican side.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So I was in Windsor, Connecticut, where it was snowing.
Okay. Do you like the snow?
Oh, I didn't mind it. It wasn't too bad. But my cousin said that this is warm compared to what it is. Usually March is where it gets worse.
Would you live in the snow?
I don't mind the snow. I just don't like how you don't get snow days.
Yeah. Okay.
I legit have to shovel my snow and make it to work. That's what I don't agree with. Okay. When people could barely drive on dry roads.
Okay. Nice, nice, nice. That's good. Well, what else? What else?
Tell us. I started renovating my home. So I just redid my bathroom with my dad on Saturday. We did the whole bathroom. So that was, Blurdock, I didn't expect to help.
Huh? I can't relate to this, Blurdock. I can't. I mean, Blurdock, can you relate to it?
No, it's almost like reading a fantasy novel.
I feel like I picked up a magazine and like, so you want to renovate your kitchen? You're looking like, I don't got a house.
Yeah, Martha Stewart on the front.
Bex is the Martha Stewart. Just...
No, I'm switching it to white and gold because my goal is to rent out my house and go to
money.
What?
White and gold? Isn't that like, you know, what? Isn't that kind of like the color like wealthy or, you know, it gives off that, you know,
Yeah, well, I guess the question I have, do you have a pineapple in your house?
Are you talking about the upside down or just a regular?
Just a regular pineapple. Because no. If you ever heard of the, you know, original story of having a pineapple in your house.
What was the thing about having a pineapple in your house?
Well, apparently having a pineapple in your house means that you were wealthy.
That you're wealthy?
A long time ago. You had a pineapple in your house. It meant you were wealthy.
No, I only have pineapple juice.
Yeah.
Close enough. She's wealthy. Yeah, or not.
Close enough.
I have pineapple juice all the time in my house.
Blurdog, it's just the modern time. It's the modern time. Doesn't matter. It's still the same thing. I don't have pineapple juice. Surprisingly, you don't want to in my refrigerator. Guess what's in there?
What's in your refrigerator? The director.
Take a wild guess. Like the guess that you would never believe.
I was gonna say leftover McDonald's, but
Popeyes.
You could no. A beverage.
A beverage. What? Cranberry juice.
What's in your fridge?
No, I'll just tell you. It's water.
That's it?
Yeah, it's just water in there. I'm surprised.
Where's your food?
Huh? Oh. I have some food.
Oh, you're talking about drinks. That's all you have in your fridge?
Yeah. Yeah, just water.
Oh. I currently have water, pineapple juice, and then French soda.
What? Okay.
French soda?
Yeah, soda from France. It's like a grapefruit one. Oh. Like if people come to visit.
The Blurdock. She said people who come and visit. So it's not even for her. It's not even for her. It's for her guests.
Oh, yeah, so that's a fancy soda.
And then I have like two like got like snack bowls. So if anyone comes to visit, they can have whatever snack they want.
But it looks like we gotta go over to Beck's house and just raid We gotta raid it.
Yes, we have to. Me and you have to occupy those snack bowls.
Definitely. I need to try this French soda.
French soda, yes.
Yeah, it's so cute. And it has like, it's all glass and it has the cork. So super cute.
Oh.
All right, continue. Oh, what were you about to say?
I think that's pretty much it. My school is going pretty well.
Okay.
My accounting teacher is annoying, but what can I do about that? Nothing.
Wait, why do you have accounting?
Because I have to get accounting for my business.
I thought you was getting your psych degree. What are you getting a business degree for?
Well, I'm going to just finish my business and then switch it over to psych.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with accounting. I guess.
It's actually really fun. My teacher's just super sarcastic. Fun. And yeah, it's actually, I actually don't mind accounting.
You're gonna regret saying that. But anyway, continue your whole thing.
No, but really, accounting comes very easy to me, unfortunately. But I couldn't sit in an office hanging out with my fellow accountants. I already know that. But they said, so my teacher already told us, my professor already told us that there's going to be a shortage of accountants. So if you could do it part-time, whatever, really? It's recommended because once they retire, all the main jobs are going to be all empty. So good luck to our country.
Well, yeah, it's good. I mean, I guess either way, good luck with your business degree and psych degree, both of those. Is that what you're going for? Something? No. Oh, well. I mean, accounting is very well. I had to deal with accounting like how many times? 4 times. Because there was 2 different accounting 1A or accounting 1B, or it was like 102A or 102.
Yeah.
And then I had to, once I worked on my upper division, then I had to have financial accounting, the intro to finance, and then finance institution, and it was just nothing but math. I did nothing but math, and that's it, man. I'm dead.
Yeah, I'd rather do math than English.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's pretty much it, guys. Nothing major over here.
Sounds major.
Yes.
So missed out a whole month. Well, Blurred Out, what did you do over the weekend? Did you go on a hike? Did anyone go on a hike? Because I did not.
No, I did not. Supposed to go on a hike.
Oh, actually, I walked 2 miles.
Oh.
Outside. Does that count?
Yeah. You walked 2 miles.
I guess so. I mean, I'd be walking a mile once in a week or twice a week. So I don't know. I have no idea. I walk a lot. But anyway, okay. Well, Blurred Out, what did you do over the weekend?
Over the weekend, I guess. Well, I had my niece and nephew over, so spent time with them. Yeah. Other than that, you know, just did I do anything over the weekend? Oh, over the weekend, I had an audition for White Castle.
How'd it go?
And I mean, I guess we'll find out soon, you know. But I had fun. It was short, you know, about 15 minutes. But it was I guess I was a little bit of a stunt man. Had to basically fall on a beanbag. I was a trust fall person. So
a what?
A trust fall person.
Oh, trust fall. Oh, I thought you said a trash fall person. Yes. Trash fall. Not, what?
Wow.
Trash fall. So I was just a little audition there. A live audition.
What? I'm sorry. I'm just like, I thought I heard wrong, and I'm looking at Blurred Out profile picture where it's like how you wish, and then I'm just like,
hey, I'm Mr. Wow. Sophisticated.
Everyone's changing 2024. Yeah, Max, you're not. Well, your life is changing, so I think you're kind of having a bigger change than us.
You guys are changing more than I am. I have to keep up now.
You gotta find a new profile picture or use one of those AI art. Try to, you know, bedazzle. Yeah.
I like Vegeta. I was driving behind someone with Vegeta and I was like, oh, how cute.
Were you following them?
No, I thought it was so cute though that they had a Vegeta sticker. It's like, oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my weekend was. It was eventful. It was actually eventful. I mean, pretty much it was all right. It was all right. Friday, my church had a little prayer thing. Only 5 people, but went there just praying. Just, you know, Friday night prayer. So that was nice. Felt good. Saturday, I had a film gig. So I was filming some 90th old lady birthday party. And I have to say, they really. Oh. You said what?
Sorry, I just kicked my desk with my toes. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Filming a 90th old birthday party, which is not interesting. Well,
no, I keep the desk. I have to look at the owl.
I see. But it was interesting. It was nice. It was out in Fremont, California. It was good. It was like a service. I told my friends, I was like, it's like a funeral service, but she's alive. So.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, it was like a whole service. They had a saxophone player.
So is that a birthday?
Yeah, it was a birthday celebration.
Okay.
90 years old. And it was not bad. Her son was singing, lip singing to like some Soul Child song or something. Some singer. I knew he was gonna laugh.
Soul Child. Never heard that one in a while.
Man. I looked, I was like, Soul Child, that sounds familiar. Like, you know how it just, yes. You know how it just click and you're like, wait a minute, hold up. Yes. Whoa.
Soul Child, I haven't heard that name in quite a few years.
A long time ago. But he did it for his mom, and it was, you know, it was nice. It was nice. And filming and stuff. And The thing is, it was a Baptist church and stuff, so you know, you got you know, pretty much, you know, a lot of black people there.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right. What happened? All right, Bex. Why is it? Oh my gosh.
Because you're just like, there's a lot of black people there. And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I mean, it's just a lot of black people. But you're like, oh my gosh. Like, what do you think is going to happen there, Bex?
I don't know.
It was normal. It was nothing happened there. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of black people. It was the Baptist church. And, even though I was like in charge of the filming and stuff over everything, I had my associate who was a photographer and he was Mexican, but they were all talking to him. And I was like, huh, it has to be because he's the only Mexican here. But I ain't pointing no finger.
Wow.
What?
So because he's light skin?
Huh?
You said because he's light skin or white skin?
No, because he's Mexican.
Oh, because he's Mexican. Well, I mean, they want to make him feel welcome because you say there's a lot of black people there. I mean, I got it once you said so.
What about me? What about me? I felt like they looked at me and I was like,
You're part of the crew. They can just look at you and be like, all right, we got you. Let's welcome this guy here. You're already welcome.
Yeah, you're already a part of the church.
Yeah.
I'm not a part of the church. This is a Baptist church. I don't know this church. I mean, I think I heard of the church before and stuff, but I don't know what their things are or what they, you know, believe in. Probably gotta look at their mission statement and just be like, what do y'all believe in? Let me see. But it was interesting. Got paid for it, so that was good. And then Sunday church, nice. I had to do the program lead, so that was okay. Even though I try not to do the program lead, try not to do that. But I had to get up and start talking in front of the congregation. So it was very eventful, very tiring, very, you know, nothing crazy or nothing stuff, but very busy. So that was my weekend. Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about Black History Month. All right, Blurdock, who are you going to talk about? Well, who do you admire this Black History? You know, we got an extra day. So, you know, an extra day of Black Power.
Well, yeah, it is an extra day today. Yeah. Extra day this month. I mean, as always, you know, one of the guys, you know, Martin Luther King, always admire him.
Okay.
Muhammad Ali, you know, sports figures, Muhammad Ali, what he done, Bill Russell, you know, the late Bill Russell.
All right.
And, that's pretty much it. I mean, obviously, you know, just black people, you know, everybody, Jackie Robinson.
Yeah.
Stuff that people that paved the way for us to, you know, grow.
Yeah.
In this world and the communities and stuff like that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. I respect that. Respect that. Bex?
Yeah, so regarding Black History Month, I would like to honor Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman.
All right, you get a slide. Yeah. All right.
Due to the fact that Frederick Douglass escaped slavery and helped with civil rights, and for Harriet Tubman helping others, even though she could have just ran off by herself, but she decided to help a lot of Africans.
Yes.
At that time.
Oh, okay. Well, I would like to, I don't know, this is not honoring, but thought might have to bring this person up. Because, you know, don't, you know, judge me with something, you know, just, I just have to bring this up. What's going on with Jonathan Major? What's going on? I'm hearing some things about Jonathan Major right now. I'm sorry. I had to just blurt out.
Jonathan Majors.
Bags, you know where he's off of. Remember, It's the favorite. It's Blood.
My favorite movie.
It's Bloodhawk's favorite movie, which we had to endure. Yeah. Oh, and you man. Brought the King, whole yeah. family King the Conqueror. To see.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
Bex, how can you forget that? But anyway, Bloodhawk, tell us.
I haven't been tracking Jonathan Major. Isn't he guilty?
Yes.
Bloodhawk, tell us what's going on. Makes some sense, because I heard, and then I'm like, wait, what's going on?
Well, as of late, or was what happened with the guilty verdict?
Late or something. That's or late.
Wait, guilty murder?
No, guilty verdict. So yeah, he was guilty of the whatever, you know, I guess
yeah.
What was it? Second or third degree assault or something like that?
Yeah. But yeah. What?
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was basically
dang.
Yeah, so he got dropped from everything. So he dropped him from King the Conqueror, so he's no longer that character anymore. And it's a fine line of doing it. I mean, because I get it. Because he was just found guilty, but it wasn't like he was found guilty of intentionally hitting somebody. It was that video of her, you know, grabbing the phone from snatching the phone from him. You ended up snatching the phone from her. So basically, her hurt finger is like a second or third degree assault. And him, you know, putting her into the car, trying to put her into the car and run away from himself, run away from her. So it wasn't like he, I guess, intentionally like smacked her around or anything like that. So, but they still dropped him because he's got no guilty under his name. And he's been trying to look for work, but he may have to kind of just lay back for a little while. And then, you know, come back a year or so later. He could be going to jail for up to a year, which I don't think he will.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be going for a year or something. And then somebody brought up that he was like, he broke up a fight, but that was something old.
Oh, yeah.
Resurfaced.
A while ago. It looked so staged. It was like, where did he come from?
I don't know. Wow. That's why I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Yes. But, I mean, African-American that I, you know, admire and stuff, you know, I guess back in those 1800 days or 1900, I don't know. George Washington Carver, and then who else? The guy who invented the mailbox, or the UPS mailbox.
UPS mailbox. USPS mailbox?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Did you know that, Bex?
Nope.
Well, now you know.
And I was also going to say the guy that, you know, invented the, I mean, the event already passed, but I was going to say the guy that invented the folding chair.
Come on, Bloodhawk. Bex doesn't even know the joke. Bex doesn't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
She can't. Why are you leaving Bex out of this? I mean,
That was ridiculous. Yeah, I think
Bex. You're part of the
joke. Yeah, okay. So the joke is a folding chair. If you heard, I think about a year ago, there was like a whole brawl on, I think, like the Marina Bay or something like that, some boats. And it was basically, it almost seemed basically like a race war. And it was black versus whites. Like there was some white guy beating up a black guy. Then, you know, a whole bunch of black people just came out of nowhere, started beating them up. A whole bunch of white people came in and they, you know, were just fighting. But then this one guy comes out of nowhere, a black guy comes out of nowhere with a folding chair and then just start whacking people with it. And then I guess after that, started whacking people with it. Whacking, I guess, the white people with it. And after that, somebody brought up a fun fact that the folding chair was invented by a black guy. So that's the running joke. for the folding chair Black History Month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Bex doesn't seem not phased at all. Like, okay. That's some information that I won't use, but okay. All right. Well, then let's start talking about something. Has anyone been watching the Avatar?
No, I haven't watched many shows.
I haven't watched it yet, no.
I haven't watched it
either. Did you start it?
No, I haven't started it, but I was hoping someone else here started it.
Yeah, we are going to very soon, though.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. That's good. We're gonna have to watch it, and then we have to do a review on it.
Yes.
Each episode.
Did
any of us watch the cartoon series?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyone watch the movie?
Never.
Yes.
No. Poor Blardock. He can't get his
what? Work. Just watch horrible movies.
I couldn't. And then, funny enough, today somebody actually, we were talking about that at work, and he asked me. He said he watched he watched a cartoon series with his daughter, and he liked it. He said he watched the movie, he loved it, and I was like, I was like the M. Night Shyamalan movie. He was like, yeah, so that was great, and I was like, no, it wasn't. It was just absolutely horrendous. And I watched that before I saw the cartoon series. And I saw it, thought it was bad.
You said you watched the movie before the cartoon series?
Yes.
What?
I ended up watching the movie because of the cartoon. I don't know. I just didn't. Because the cartoon looked too cartoony. And I didn't know much about it. And I just saw this. And I was like, okay, let me just watch this. And I was like, yo, this is, I don't know what's going on, but this is just terrible. I'm not feeling this. And then I watched the cartoon series, and I was like, kind of glad I watched that movie before I watched the cartoon series, because I would have been very, very upset.
Ah, I see. I think the cartoon series, my favorite part out of that movie, the cartoon series, what's her name that was the Rock?
Toph.
Yes, when Toph was in that like metal like cage, and she realized some of the rock is in the metal or something, got out and then started whooping butts. I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was like my favorite part.
That's your favorite part?
Yeah. Oh. Well, yeah, okay. What's your favorite part, Max?
No, that's a good one. Toph turning bendy metal was good. My favorite parts, I have two, is when Sokka and the Moon Lady, I forget her name, when she had to leave and she had to become the moon. Mm-hmm. I thought that was cute.
I forgot.
And then my other favorite is when Katara became a bloodbender. Favorite part.
Yeah. How about you, Blurda? What's your favorite part?
I mean, you know, the pretty much the ending fight. The ending fight between Aang and whether his uncle or his father. The kid's father, the firebender.
You're saying Zuko's dad. Fire Lord.
Yeah, the Fire Lord. I can't remember his name. Yeah. But the fight between him and Aang, I thought that was pretty dope. That was my favorite part. It's the fighting scene between them two. Wish it would lasted a little longer, but it was cool.
I think the fight was kind of weak.
Yeah, that's why I wish it was a little longer. But that's pretty much, I mean, now that I look back at Avatar, it's a great, great cartoon series, but I realize there's not a lot of great, memorable fighting scenes in the show.
Yeah, it's mostly talking.
Yes.
Yeah. Just talking.
Good. Just and love.
Yeah. Talking, love, Eskimos.
Yeah. Just a character developments.
and Aang being the goofy kid and just
yeah.
So hopefully this Netflix adaptation is, I don't know.
Yeah, decent. There's mixed reviews. Yeah, there's mixed reviews on it.
Oh, it has mixed reviews.
Yeah, well, I guess the real fans love it, but Rotten Tomatoes is like it's weak. But again, I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay. Well, other than that, besides that, I think Bex can talk about this. X-Men 97. Are you ready for X-Men 97, Bex?
I'm always scared when they make X-Men stuff.
Yeah,
come on, they're bringing back the cartoon, you know, despite that CGI, but, you know, it's a cartoon.
But they've tried it before, and after the 90s series, they haven't beat it yet.
No.
Look, you gotta give it a chance.
Plus, it's Disney, and you know how I feel about Disney.
Yes, we know, Bex. It's just pretty much you see Bex and it's like, why you have a flamethrower? You know what I'm about to do. It's like,
you know how I feel about Disney.
Come on, it's just X-Men. That's all it is. Look, if you think about it, the old cartoon was more messed up than any other cartoon I could think of.
Yeah.
Of X-Men. Like, mind you, Professor X gave Magneto PTSD of the Holocaust so that Magneto could stop attacking Professor X. And this is in the old cartoon.
Yeah, it was a very aggressive. I understood why he did it, but it was a very aggressive way of doing it.
I think that makes Professor X the villain.
Yeah, in some people's eyes, that makes him a villain. And some people, it's like, I understand, but that's kind of like, you know, because, you know, Professor X supposed to be Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, but in that moment, Professor X was Malcolm X that time, by any means necessary.
I mean, Professor X gave Magneto PTSD.
Yes, he's... He said he couldn't do it no more. I tried to help him, but this what I got to do, man.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, so you're for it. I'm against it. Bex, you got to tie this up. You got to be to break the tie.
I'm on the unknown. You know how I feel about Disney. Disney. What has Disney done that's actually good? Besides the classic movies and anything up to date. Like any modern show that they've actually done really well with Marvel. They haven't.
No.
I mean,
but he's talking about the past X-Men.
Yeah, the cartoon. Yeah, the past cartoon on Fox Kids. The old cartoon.
Yes, I love that series.
Yeah, I'm asking, you gotta break the tie, because in the old cartoon, it's when Professor X gave Magneto PTSD of the Holocaust. Now, do you think it was the right thing to do it, or the wrong thing to do that to Magneto?
And Professor X could do whatever he wants.
So you're on Blurdock's side? Come on now.
I think Professor, why not? If he wants to do it, he can. But why not?
It's PTSD of the Holocaust. You want someone to bring up? Like, come on, like, come on, attack me.
Look, he had his reason, because what was Magneto doing?
What is Magneto doing? There's always a reason Professor X always does something. Always
all Magneto did was push him out the wheelchair.
No, but what was Magneto's purpose? Pretty much trying to get rid of basically humans, right?
Magneto was always trying to kill people, kill humans, and wipe them out.
What's wrong with that?
That's why Professor X stopped it, because he was like, you know, I'm sorry to have to do this to you, bro, but, you know, this is pretty much what you're doing. You're forgetting where you came from. This is pretty much what you're doing. You're trying to create a Holocaust yourself. So I have to remind you where you came from.
All right, fine.
So it's a necessary evil.
Okay, I got you. All right. But anyway, yeah, X-Men 97. Yeah. So looks like Bex is not up for it. I'm up for it, because I want to see how bad they mess it up.
Yes.
See, that's what I can't stand. I have no tolerance for that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Like, think about it. Cyclops is in charge now.
Oh, gosh. I can't stand Cyclops.
Oh, man.
Magneto.
Yeah, that was already a red flag for me. Cyclops being in charge.
Yeah, Cyclops, all he cares about is Jean Grey. Whoever's a Cyclops fan out there needs help.
Yeah. What? Yeah, what was Cyclops? Cyclops is not bad.
And you're going to cry at some point.
Jean.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
This big baby.
Yeah, she is. The little boy scout.
Yeah. Hey, he's, obviously, Gene wears the pants in that relationship.
Why you gotta be like that? All right. Well, you got Magneto. He's taking over the school. So is it that good?
Oh, gosh.
What is...
Yeah.
Why would they make Magneto take over the school when he's full of hate?
Because he has the real estate. Charles Xavier left the real estate with Magneto.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't. No, that's a no. Why are they doing this?
I don't know. And that's why when I, you know, when we talked about it, I didn't get any kind of goosebumps from watching that trailer.
But they said previously on X-Men or up next.
No, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. That's what I'm telling you. Disney destroys everything it touches. And that's the bottom line.
Yes, it does. It's the only thing that I'm...
Everything it touches. Marvel, it destroyed it.
Yes. The only thing that I'm looking forward to and hoping... This is my very, very last hope of Deadpool Wolverine.
Is Deadpool...
Yeah, Deadpool. Yeah, Deadpool 3 basically is he's going to the TVA, so he basically could rewrite everything Disney did. That's pretty much the joke that he's doing. Going pretty much erase everything Disney did after Endgame.
Yeah, Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah. Which if they mess this one up, then I am done. I'm just going to watch everything with hate. I'm just going to watch everything with hate. I'm just not going to be excited for it. Because they got Fantastic Four coming up. And it's like,
oh, no, please don't bring that. They show the casting, and I said, I like the cast, the made-up casting they had, which was, I like the made-up cast where they were like, John Krasinski.
John Krasinski and his wife Emily Blunt.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that casting. Yeah,
and they have what's his name? Chris Hemsworth's brother as Johnny Storm, and then have The Rock as the Thing.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm over
The Rock. I'm over The Rock.
Yeah. Oh, by all means, let me go. I'm gonna talk about The Rock after this. Because I have to say this.
Yes.
But,
But
now, like, with the Fantastic Four casting, I'm like, Pedro or whatever, you know, Pascal.
Yeah, Pedro Pascal. Yeah.
He's like, he's Mr. Fantastic? All right. Yeah. I guess so. And then.
I can work with that. I'm good with that.
And then someone else. Who's the Thing again?
I don't know his name, but I'm on the fence with that one because I'm like, unless he just really builds up muscle, if anything, I remember he's very skinny.
Yeah. He's gonna have to build up.
Yes. Oh, you know what? It's gonna be CGI. I bet you it's gonna be CGI.
I know it is. When I saw him, I was like, the first thing that came to mind was CGI. I was like, there's no way he's gonna build up that much muscle in, I don't know, what 2 years maybe? A year maybe? Yeah, he gotta get on the Rock level if he wanna look like the Thing without CGI. But it's going to be CGI. And he's pretty much going to be the voice.
Yeah. And then the girl, I don't know who this woman is.
Yeah. I guess there was a movie that they said. I still don't know. Even though I looked at it like 3 times, I still can't remember what movie she was on.
Yeah. And stuff. Yeah. So that's... I don't know if I'll go and see. I mean, the trailer will have to just... have to grab me. I mean, third time the charm, or if you want to be technical, fourth time is the charm. But anyway, let's talk about The Rock. I will have to say this. As a representative of the Black community, we do not accept the Dwayne The Rock Johnson no more.
Black delegation does not accept Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Why?
He is full on Samoan. You can have him.
What happened?
He is Samoan.
No, I'm asking what happened because he's half. So why are you guys denying his African American side?
Bex, why are you trying to flip it? We're trying to give it back. Yeah. Here you go.
I'm asking you guys, why are you guys denying his African American side? That is my question.
At first, we were like, hey, now he's a Black brother. But after with the wrestling and what's going on and there's something about what family. Did he do? I don't know.
He joined his little faction in WWE. Yes, the Bloodline.
He's what?
He joined the faction on WWE Bloodline. Yeah. I guess it's like his cousins and stuff like that. It's Samoan cousins.
Yeah, Samoan cousins. And his he did the whole family tree line, and they were like, Cody was like, something about your family tree line and stuff. And then The Rock was like, you showed up with something, and then slapped him in the face and like, talk about my family and stuff like that. My family, bloodline.
Wait, and I'm is this real?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's staged and stuff, but okay. I'm just saying, he's full on Samoan, so I don't see the Blackness no more. I thought I could see it now.
You get half. That's how it works here.
No, Bex, look, I'm giving
you
it up.
You can't just take part of your own out of here. Like, we can't either. It's half and half.
He's Hollywood Rock now. He done left the Black delegation.
No, you can't ever boot them out. You have African American in your blood.
Look, Rock is cool. Like you can have him. We don't need him.
No, you guys have half. We have half. It's all good.
We're not trying to share custody. You can have full custody. Yeah.
Exactly. We're trying to give up a full custody.
No.
But wait,
half you, half Tom on.
Well, how come you're not accepting him fully? Why are you giving the other half?
Because we couldn't accept him fully anyways. He's half. We gotta share him with the African Americans. What can we say? We're lovers, not fighters.
All right. I'll leave that alone. Okay. Wow. All right. Well, I didn't expect that from Bex, but okay. All right. Well, I don't know if I still accept him as Black now, but I'll consider it. Blurdock, would you accept Dwayne The Rock Johnson back to the Black community?
African American, sure. It's automatic.
Hey, he made his choice.
He got the tattoo, so he got the tribe. Yes. He got the tribe tattoo, so that's that.
Yeah, I don't see an African tattoo.
I don't see a snake. I'm sorry. I don't see a heart, love, mom or something. I don't see area code.
We see the bomber bull and his native tattoos.
I don't even think, is a Brahma bull, is that really even a Black thing? I don't think that.
I don't think so. I see
snake a lot. And I'll be like, why?
I don't get
that. I never understood the snake around the arm. I never understood that. I was like, what's the reason for that? But, okay. We'll let him. He can lean on our side. Just lean.
We'll have visits on the weekends.
Yeah, visit on the weekends.
Oh no, it's 50-50 custody, guys.
We'll just get our business.
It's not visitation on the weekends only. You guys get them 1 week. We get them 1 week. That's how it works.
We'll take them Friday evening.
You pick them up Sunday evening.
But
no,
aren't you?
You get him Sunday. We'll get him the next Sunday.
But Bex, aren't you like? I forgot where you were. I'm sorry, Samoan, Maui, or some. Or, I'm sorry, I'm messing up.
Samoan, Jamaican, German.
Yeah, so just, you know, Samoan, just go for it. You know, it's Samoan, you know.
No, we're doing 50-50 custody. You're welcome. No need to say anything more. What? You're welcome, guys.
But at the first, you were like, no, you were like,
you don't even see, I'm speechless. You don't even know, you can't even fathom the words right now.
At the beginning, you were like, oh, he's full Samoan. And you know what? Blur Duck, it was my mistake. I should have been like, yes, he is full Samoan.
Too bad you corrected me.
Yeah, and I mean, honestly, if you had to look at his whole career, in which point in time did he really? Did any of us really look at him as a black person?
Yes, you did. You guys both corrected me.
Nation of Domination, where he was with all the black people.
Yeah, we were confused.
I will not forget.
Oh, okay. So his daddy's black, okay. But a lot of people still, honestly, even to this day, a lot of people still look at him as more Samoan than black.
Because he looks the most Samoan. Like, if you try to look at him, like, his face and try to see blackness, you're like, But the crazy thing is, because he's always bald, he didn't grow his hair out. Because when he grow his hair out, oh, dude, it's nappy. It's there.
Yeah.
It is there. Like, he can't hide it. So that's why he's always bald-headed. Yeah. That's why I was like, that's why. So
that's his choice. He don't want to show the naps, the natural naps.
Yeah, and so that's why he's always bald-headed and stuff. And I'm like, yo. Because, and like, you know.
Yeah, and honestly, we only knew he was black because of his dad. We didn't know that. We would have never thought that.
Yes, if you guys claim his dad, you have to claim him.
What? I don't even claim the dad. They said he was Canadian. His dad was Canadian.
This is African American month. You can't kick African Americans out of your group.
Watch me.
Dave Chappelle did. We could.
Yeah. We kicked out Jonathan Majors. So we can kick out more.
Oh, man.
But okay, fine. I guess we'll share custody of The Rock.
We'll share custody.
But you know, come on, The Rock is good. You know, despise him and Oprah trying to save their real estate. You know, there's.
I forgot about that. Oh man!
Did you guys see what happened to New York?
With the congestion pricing?
No, the boycott.
Boycott for what?
For Trump getting his sentence, the truckers are boycotting New York.
You just have to realize Trump is just always on something every time. Like, what was it, the sneakers and stuff? And I was like, what?
Sneakers, and then his recent conference that I did not even try to search for, and things that he said, I was like, yo,
I don't know what's going on. Bad month for you to
say this, bro.
No.
I don't know.
The truckers are boycotting. They're not bringing goods to New York. Over 700,000 truckers.
Wow.
New York's flipping out.
Yeah. Well, because he's so focused on us, Black History Month.
Yeah, he's like not gonna deliver to the blacks until they vote me.
Truckers did it by themselves.
Oh.
Oh.
Yes, guys.
Yeah, well, I mean,
this is what happens when you guys are on a boot of kicking African Americans.
What? I see how it is. It's a struggling month, and everything get put on us, Blurdog. We struggle even more on Black History Month. Who knew Black History Month is just struggling more?
Oh my gosh. The director. Is Oakland as bad as these videos are making it seem?
You say what?
The videos of the looting and stuff.
Oh, are you watching Oakland looting videos and stuff? Okay, you know what? All right, let me.
You know more right, Black let, History Month. Let, I'm just curious.
But why Black History Month? Let's see what's going on in Oakland. why not go to your LA or Phoenix? You gotta go to Oakland.
Oh no, like, Oakland is beating everything in the states.
The guy
legit went into an Apple store and stole 40 iPhones and put it in his pants.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Hello? I did see that. I said I saw that video. I was like, whoa. And the cop car was out there. I was like, yeah. Let me bring it down to you. I'm still safe. So that's all that matters. I'm still good. Every time I walk, I don't see nothing going on, anything. But it's getting kind of wild over here. People are just really taking stuff. They really just going in and taking. I feel like it's have you seen Atlanta?
The show, yes.
Have you seen the episode where the guy went into the shoe place and he was like,
I saw that clip. I don't remember watching that episode, but I saw that clip.
Where it's like they have a no chase policy.
Yes.
that's what's going on in Oakland, okay?
Oh wow.
There's a no chase policy and they just take stuff. So but they're robbing stores, so it's not more robbing people, which I'm kind of surprised, because you would think, like, robbing stores and stuff, you think people are getting robbed, but people are not getting robbed as much. Yeah. I mean, maybe there's a little once in a while, but places getting robbed? Once in a
while. I saw an Oakland video where they were busting people's windows and stealing from the cars and driving to the next street.
Okay, well, let me correct myself. No one's getting held at gunpoint.
That's the plus, good luck out there.
Exactly. If you have the no chasing policy, they're going to go out to the store. It's like, okay, I ain't got to worry about nobody chasing me. Out in the open.
They're doing it right out in the daylight. And I'm like, yo, y'all not doing this good. Y'all fulfilling the scripture. Come on now.
Yeah.
let's come on. But look, in Oakland, it is wild. They did steal an ATM out of Wells Fargo. Not saying Wells Fargo didn't deserve it. I'm pretty sure they did deserve it. But
that was at the vault and they were pulling it on the street?
Yeah.
Oh my, I have no desire to go to Oakland.
So recently, just go to Palo Alto. You'll be fine there. There's a lot of rich people over there.
Yeah, Palo Alto.
Where?
Palo Alto or Mountain View.
Okay, I'll go there.
Yeah. But either way, look, the last recent thing that happened was someone broke into Taco Bell. But.
What?
Yes, but I don't know. They broke the window, but and they really busted the window. But, you know, look.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
In Oakland, all we just have is sideshows, people. I mean, to be honest, I don't see a lot of car break-in in Oakland than I do in San Francisco. Every time I walk in San Francisco, I always see like a car broken, like a broken window. Even with a sign saying, there's nothing in here, nothing valuable. They still break it. I'm like, man, they're wilding in San Francisco. But
Oakland, man, Northern Cal is wild.
Northern Cal is really something. It's rubble up here. I was like, yo, what's going on here? Things is kind of being kind of wild. But I'm still safe.
Oh, I'm glad. It's scary up there.
Don't worry. You'll be fine. It'll be fine.
I'm not going up there.
Don't worry. Y'all don't have to come up here for anything. Unless y'all.
I've been there, done that.
Blurdock been there, done that. So he doesn't need to come back.
Well, I've never been there, nor do I have a desire anymore.
Bex is just, well, you're banned from the Bay Area. So anything that happens in the Bay Area, you can't come in. Even if it's...
Black history, you're banning people from the Bay Area.
Wow. I'm banning you for the rest of the year. 2024, you can't come.
Talk about oppression.
You can't come to the Bay Area all in 2024. No reason. And you're banned for 2025. But 2024, you're going to help us, me and Brodoc, we're going to be podcasting every day starting when the Olympics start. So you're going to join us.
Oh, I want to watch the breakdancing and the ice skating.
Yeah, well, we'll report on that, but sorry for the ice skating, because ice skating is the Winter Olympics, and that's every other 4 years, so the next one is 20.
And I like the track. I like to see Jamaica.
Okay,
track and field, yes.
Yes.
Hopefully Jamaica can steal the titles back.
What's wrong with America? You're in America. Why not America? Why are you not rooting for America? What do you have against America?
Because I root for Jamaica, New Zealand, Samoa, and then America's lost.
Wow, Florida, how do you respond to that?
Go America.
Yeah, go America. We're rooting for America.
Go USA.
USA. USA.
Those track titles, let's get it.
I don't know how I feel about this. I mean,
Jamaica's always been a threat.
Yep, Jamaica's stealing it back this year. We got this.
I don't know how I feel. But I see. Well, you know what? All I can say is this: I root for Jamaica. You know.
Oh, good. You should.
Why? Because I'm black?
No, because they're talented runners. You racist.
Whoa! Wow. I feel so... Wow. All right. Well, okay. I see what you mean, Bex. I see what you mean. Go USA. Go USA.
Jamaica.
is that the only sport that they usually dominate, or is there another sport that they dominate? Jamaica.
What other sport? No, just that, and then their random bobsled team.
Oh, yeah.
What's this movie called? The Cool Running. Yo, we need to watch that and just do a commentary on that.
Yes, we gotta watch that just to get a commentary on that.
I need to see that again, man. That's a good show.
Oh, man.
Good movie. That's a good movie. The best movie ever, man.
That is so bad that it's good.
I bet that's Beck's favorite movie of all time.
I actually never watched it.
Oh, wow. That's supposed to be part of your representation.
Bex.
Everyone else can watch it. I'm good.
No, Bex, you got to watch Cool Running. You can't be rooting for Jamaica. And, like, if you start rooting for Jamaica, like, yeah, go to Jamaica. They're like, oh, you're supporting Jamaica. I'm going to say, but she hasn't seen Cool Running. What?
And it doesn't matter.
It kind of does. Come on, was it made by Disney? Blur? I don't know. Was it made by Disney?
I want to say it was.
I feel like it was.
No, you know how I feel about Disney.
But this is back in 1990, so
I don't care what it's made. I don't even watch any of the Disney movies or anything. Disney is caca, straight caca.
You need to watch Cool Running to understand.
If it's made from Disney, I will not. I don't support Disney.
Stop. This is history. This is Jamaica.
I read the history on it. I don't need to watch a movie.
Yes, you do need to watch the movie. You need to watch the movie.
I do not need Bex, to watch the movie.
You need to watch the movie. You need to watch the movie.
I do not. You I'm banned me from the Bay Area.
You said what? What'd you say?
I said unban me from the Bay Area and I'll watch it.
I'll do it when you watch the Cool Running. You didn't watch the movie.
You didn't unban me, so I'm not watching it.
Why do I need to unban you?
Well, there you go. See, we'll never know. I'll never watch it.
All right, fine. You're unbanned from the Bay Area. Now watch Cool Running.
No take backs. I'll watch it eventually.
Then you take The Rock. We ain't taking full custody.
No, there's no take backs. We just made a deal.
No, this ain't no deal. watch Cool Running, and then the black community will take half responsibility of The Rock, and you will be unbanned from the Bay Area.
The Rock's already in the African American community. Sorry. He is half of you and half of us.
Brodock, any last words?
He's muted. He's a
Why are you muted? Just...
He's pending his final thought.
Sorry, I had a phone call that I had to take real quick. But
phone call? Who's calling you? The Rock saying this is
just... Yeah, I had to call him. Community. Yeah, I had to talk to him to tell him, hey, we can only pick you up Friday.
You know, it's every other week. You're welcome.
But, yeah, I guess, my last words, you know, as always, you know, yeah, take care of each other and take care of your mental, you know, The Rock. We'll see you Friday, send you back Sunday. And everybody be safe. Yeah, you get the whole week. You know, you gotta go to, gotta live with his, you know, his real family, his faction, bloodline.
Yeah, it's the real family. You know, he's
sad.
Any last words, Bex?
I want to say, everyone, enjoy your final days in the leap year. February, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson, you are 50% honest. 50% African American community, they accept you. Blurdock and the director does not define who you are.
Sound like a true mother. Don't listen to what they say. You are
you are still who special. You are. I think that's it. Everyone have a great week. That's it.
The last thing I need to say is, one, the Bay Area has been getting wild. I don't know what's about to happen. Bay Area has been prices going up. $8 bags of chips.
Oh, yeah. Did you see your $12. Fast food? You're going to starve.
Bex, I stopped eating fast food like in February 1st. In honor of Black History
Month. I was about to say
that. 2 weeks ago? That's not 2 weeks ago. That's
more like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago. I haven't had.
Like 3 weeks ago? Your father gave it up?
No, just for this month. Just for Black History Month. Yeah. I'm coming back to it next week.
you know it's going up because of the $20 an hour.
Look, it's been a struggle every time I pass Chick-fil-A, and I always give a whiff of fried chicken.
Heaven forbid.
I'll be like, stop. Hey, Blurdock, when are we going to see the footage of you eating fried chicken from KFC?
Oh, I didn't make the cut.
Oh, man. I blamed Bex for that.
Yeah, it came out, but I didn't make the cut. But, hey, I got paid and had some free chicken, so.
That's nice.
All right. Well, Bex, your modeling thing. Did you stand in line? Did anything happen after that? Did you get it?
Well, they said that I could be an ambassador, and they're still finalizing everything. So I can be I have to sign up for their ambassador program. I'll get free clothes, and then I just have to take pictures in it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, okay. Well, ambassador. All right. Well, I guess you just gotta do what you gotta do. But anyway, yeah, Bear got pretty wild. I've been eating fast food of anything, which is crazy. Actually went to Black Bear Diner for the first time. It's disgusting. Don't go there.
Oh, yeah, I always wanted to go there, but I see it all the time.
I hate it. Don't go there. Don't go there. It's horrible.
I may still have to go try it myself.
Dry omelet.
This is coming from Dark to like Ant-Man 3. Just remember that.
Exactly. Yeah. I got to try it. You may not like it. I love it.
Yeah. You hate it. He loves it.
Bex, have you been to the Black Bear Diner? Or is there a Black Bear Diner?
No, I have no desire.
No, don't go there. Just don't go. Don't do it. It was some dry omelet. No, that omelet was dry. I never taste a dry omelet. And it was a meat lover, too. There was sausage, bacon, and ham. And I was maybe, like, bro, this is dry.
Maybe it's powdered eggs.
Ew.
Yeah, could be powdered eggs if it's dry.
Either way. That what else? Make sure you know you get a good night's sleep. Make sure you don't get into a deep sleep. you start seeing visions and stuff. Start getting wild. But all I can say is have a good night, have a good week, and we'll see you all next week, Monday at 6 p.m. Oh, wait, no, that's the time we record. Wednesday, this podcast should be uploaded. and also, I guess we do share custody of The Rock, but, you know, I'm starting I'm starting to doubt The Rock now. So, maybe. But maybe someone...
I mean, I guess we just have to do our best to make sure, you know, Hollywood don't get too big for us. The Hollywood Rock don't get too big for us.
I guess so. I guess so. But other than that's
slowly what's happening.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. Take care, everybody.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.